Welcome and thank you for joining us on Birth Mother Matters and Adoption with Kelly Rourke Scarry and me, Ron Raines, where we delve into the issues of adoption from every angle of the adoption triad.
Do what's best for your kid and for yourself, because if you can't take care of yourself, you're definitely not going to be able to take care of that kid, and that's not fair.
And I know that my daughter will be well taken care of with them.
Don't have an abortion. Give this child a chance.
All I could think about was needing to save my son.
My name is Kelly Rourke Scarry. I am the Executive Director, President, and Co-Founder of Building Arizona Families Adoption Agency, the Donna K. Evans Foundation, and creator of the You Before Me campaign. I have a bachelor's degree in Family Studies and Human Development and a master's degree in Education with an emphasis in school counseling. I was adopted at the age of 3 days, born to a teen birth mother, raised in a closed adoption, and reunited with my birth mother in 2007. I have worked in the adoption field for over 15 years.
And I'm Ron Raines. I've worked in radio since 1999. I was the co-host of two successful morning shows in Prescott, Arizona. Now I work for my wife, who's an adoption attorney, and I'm able to combine these two great passions and share them on this podcast.
If you enjoy this podcast, make sure to rate and review us on whatever platform you use to listen to us, and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Look for AZ Adopt Podcast.
So today we're going to be talking about National Birth Mother's Day. We did do a podcast a few weeks ago to get people ready and give some time for preparation for the celebration of National Mother's Day and Mother's Day. So National Birth Mother's Day is always the Saturday before Mother's Day. So this year, 2021, it is going to be on May 8th. And that is tomorrow.
That's right.
Believe it or not.
One day after this podcast releases.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And so Birth Mother's Day honors birth mothers and offers a show of support. Mm-hmm. And it was developed by birth mothers just to have a special day all for themselves. And I think it's really important because we do look at birth mothers as heroes and as very selfless people. And because of that, I think it's important that they get to partake in Mother's Day and in National Birth Mother's Day. So once you have a baby and place that baby for adoption, you are then and forever a mother. Regardless of whether or not you are parenting your child, you still gave birth. And by all clinical definitions and by definitions of the heart, you are still a mother. That being said, when you make the selfless choice to place that baby for adoption, you also deserve to be honored for Birth Mother's Day. And so this podcast is brief in nature, but we wanted to make sure that we gave a huge shout out to every woman who has lovingly placed her baby for adoption. I am giving a shout out to my own birth mother, even though she's no longer with us, but the gratitude is immense and ongoing. And so I think it's really important that, you know, adoptive families, actually society, really remembers and acknowledges what these women have done and what they continue to do.
Right. And I was just going to say the same thing. I was going to say, you know, not only should hopefully your children who you've placed for adoption, they should celebrate you, but also, like you said, society as a whole should really honor these women and acknowledge what they've done and what a wonderful gift that they've given. It's just amazing. And so you're right. We do honor them.
I really hope that as a society, we start to pay more attention to Birth Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of days throughout the year that we do, you know, celebrate. And I don't want to diminish the value of any of those days. But I think that this day should, you know, tie in the ranks with many, if not all of them. So if you are an adoptive family or an adoptee, an adult adoptee, please, if you have a closed adoption, just send a mental memo to your birth mother wishing her a very happy National Mother's Day. If you are, you know, in contact or have a way to reach her, make sure you send her a special note, because this was a difficult choice, I'm sure, for her. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you are honoring her on not only Mother's Day, but National Mother's Day just makes it all the more special.
We have a pregnancy crisis hotline available 24/7 by phone or text at 623-695-4112, or you can reach us on our toll-free number at 1-800-340-9665. We can make an immediate appointment with you to get you to a safe place, provide food and clothing, and help you get started on creating an Arizona adoption plan, or just give you more information. Check out our blogs on our website at azpregnancyhelp.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by looking for AZ Adopt Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, make sure to rate and review us on whatever platform you use to listen to us. Birth Mother Matters and Adoption was written and produced by Kelly Rourke-Scarry and edited by me. Thanks go out to Grapes for letting us use their song I Don't Know as our theme song. Join us next time on Birth Mother Matters and Adoption. For Kelly Rourke-Scarry, I'm Ron Raines, and we'll see you then.